Concern about climate change, along with wider environmental awareness, is not the exclusive property of Christians. Others of all faiths and none both share our concern and offer leadership in making practical responses. Dedicated environmentalists, who are not also managing commitments to other religious priorities, may outstrip us both in zeal and achievement. So what, if anything, is the distinct Christian contribution to the cause of treading lightly upon the earth? St. Francis can help us here again. His passionate embrace of voluntary poverty was rooted in a profound experience of the love that held Christ to the cross. Born the son of a rich merchant, he discovered that our true worth is not measured in possessions, but in the value that God himself places upon us. He no longer needed to measure himself against his fellow citizens by the weight of his purse or the opulence of his parties. Indeed, he found that material goods all too readily became an idolatrous distraction. Whilst only a great saint may travel quite that far, we can take from him a distinctively Christian sense of sufficiency and adequacy in what we own and what we use up. A more modest environmental footprint suffices because our exploitation of the world's resources has ceased to be a constituent of our self-worth. And from the broader Christian tradition, we can take the notion of prophetic action. A few low-wattage electric bulbs may not of themselves prevent global warming, but they are not lights hidden under a bushel. Whenever we take some action that shows how the world is when God's reign is acknowledged, we are erecting signposts to his kingdom. From the ground-sourced heating system in Manchester Cathedral to the zero-carbon vicarages in Worcester Diocese, Christian individuals and organisations are making visible statements of how to tread more lightly. What we cannot yet do everywhere, we still do somewhere. And in that instant, when my newest acquaintance looks just too long at my feet, I remember that I am part of it all.